NRC convention.
Damn computer! It ate everything! Big fat, smug, damn stupid, crappy piece of crappy crap!
WNRC.
Howdy, Xers. Phil Wayne here from Marketscope. I warned you last month I'd be back. Now, last time we stopped somewhere near the middle of the FM band, so Fred, if you would be kind enough to cue the air check tape, we're back in Lansing.
99.1 WFMK East Lansing. This is The Love Light.
The sound of a song to make you feel good. The sound of music from the heart when you're close or far apart. Turn on The Love Light. 99.1 WFMK.
WFMK, The Love Light. To Dad and David, happy birthday from Amy. Here's Bette Midler.
The perfect way to end your day. The Love Light on 99.1 WFMK.
99.1 WFMK, Love Light with Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. It's 11:22. How you doing tonight? I keep thinking it's Wednesday. I'm not off by much, but I am a little bit off. WFMK and L&L Food Centers are sending someone on a mission to grab as many groceries as you can in 99 seconds. Just visit the display in any of your neighborhood L&L Food Centers to get registered. We're going to select one winner to spend 99 seconds grabbing groceries at an L&L Food Center on Saturday, February 9th. For more information, you know what, that's this Saturday. Wow. Amazing. For more information, visit your local L&L Food Center for their, on their website, lnlfoodcenters.com, or visit our website, 99wfmk.com.
If you're looking for career opportunities or a chance for advancement,
hey, live well.
Should you choose to accept it, is to grab it.
WFMK.
This is 99.1 WFMK, where the variety is in the mix. Another hour of the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today starts right now. Another continuous music mix on 99.1 WFMK.
99.1 WFMK, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Good morning, it's 10 minutes after midnight. I'm Brandy. If there's something I can do for you, let me know, okay? 363-4399.
He called her on the road.
Today's Best Country 100.7 WITL. Tracy Lawrence is What a Memory. Former Jukebox Jury champion. Winning, what? Did it get retired? This was only a couple of weeks back. Let's go check yourself. What a memory. Yes, that was a 5-night camp. You got to see, I'm checking it. The stat sheet here for the jury. All right, tonight, the Jukebox Jury, another On the Verge retired champion, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. Will this song win tonight, called Squeeze Me In?
Gotta make a little time for the good times. Honey, can you squeeze me in?
Or the challenger, called Minivan.
I got the title in my hands. Goodbye, 20s.
Hello, Minivan.
Whittle, do you have a vote for the jury?
Yes, I do, Mr. Sassy. How you doing?
Dwayne, I'm feeling good tonight.
There you go.
You thought I was going to say sassy, didn't you? All right, man, lay the vote on me.
Hey, the champion.
Squeeze me in from Garth and Trisha.
Yep.
Minivan.
Minivan.
Yes.
Not a compact car?
No.
Or European import?
No, definitely minivan. I'm having a baby, and I have a feeling when I get out of my 20s, I'm going to be driving a minivan.
I think that is a stage in our lives that pretty much everyone gets to, I guess.
You know? Yeah.
Of course, I really can't afford a minivan right now, so.
Well, me neither.
Yeah, so I think by the time maybe we get to that point, we'll be, horse and cart, it could be called.
Now, tonight's Whittle Jukebox Jury Champion.
Oh, my goodness. 51% of the vote tonight.
I got the title in my hand.
Minivan.
Ooh, man, that's my shriek of upset. Woo-hoo! That's really, really dumb. I remind me never to do that again. Minivan wins. Brand new group called Hometown News off of VFR Records. You can find out more about them at VFRRecords.com. Hometown News upsets Garth and Trisha. Woo-hoo! Man, Garth and Trisha squeeze me in off the Scarecrow, Garth's latest album, loses tonight to Hometown News. Tomorrow, we'll hear from them again with Minivan. Oh, man, that doesn't happen too much. On the fifth night of possible winning, songs usually win. That's big. Ooh, that's sassy, one might say. I knew I shouldn't have gone there. More requests coming up in the second shift request show.
Peerless Furniture, the Snowberry
is everywhere.
Hi, it's Stephanie McCoy. Join me this Friday at Victory Ford in Stockbridge. We'll be out there broadcasting live from 4 until 7. They're easy to find, located at the intersection of M52 and 106 in Stockbridge. And they've got hundreds of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Stop by Victory Ford this Friday from 4 until 7. We'll have free food from Dixie's and Whittle Goodies, too. We'll see you there Friday at Victory Ford in Stockbridge with WITL.
Number one in heaven. Having fun.
You know, society's got no hold on this outlaw.
Another long set of star-powered hits are on the radio now
on today's Best Country.
Today's Best Country, 100.7
WITL. Where do I start? Lying on a blanket underneath the stars.
Broadcasting from the land of the free and the home of the brave. You are listening to the music of America. This is WITL-FM. Michigan, United States of America.
W-I-T-L.
100.7 WITL wants you to know that Kenny Chesney has a bright 2002 ahead of him. A new album, a giant summertime tour, everything a country superstar needs to set up a great year. Well, WITL doesn't want to let 2001 go just yet. Yes, I'm talking about that whole horse fiasco. Sorry, but the whole thing was kind of funny. All right, I'm sorry. Really, we're bringing up 2001 because this weekend you can win Kenny Chesney's greatest hits with the Touchtones. Songs like Don't Happen Twice, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, and The Tin Man can be found on this album that made its first appearance in 2001. You know, the year of the horse. win Kenny Chesney's greatest hit CD with the Whittle Touchtones this weekend. The year of the horse.
Today's Best Country, WITL.
Today's Best Country, 100.7 WITL, here on the second shift request show. Blake Shelton's latest called All Over Me.
The phone lines on a second shift request show with Jeff Michaels.
Is Jeff Michaels there?
On WITL.
Hey! I created you, yet you come back to hurt me like that? Button's too quick tonight. I'm sorry. I don't know. 800-968-WHITTLE or 363-2233 for requests. Whittle!
Hey, I'd like to make a request.
Yes!
I'm driving a truck down here on 69. I've talked to you before, actually. This is Joe, the truck driver.
Well, I've talked to a lot of truck drivers, but you don't sound familiar, but I trust you. I believe you.
Oh, okay.
Plus, my short-term memory is pretty bad.
Oh, I'm too much of the 60s life, right?
Dude, man.
Man, I'd like to hear Where I Come From by Alan Jackson.
You got it, man. Your name is Joe?
Yeah.
Well, whenever a trucker calls, I always ask if you can honk the horn for me.
Absolutely. Well, I love this. Hang on just a second.
All right.
I would was that?
That's a wicked, that's a good one. I like that. One more time. Yeah, thanks for second shifting, Joe.
Hey, thank you.
Second shift request show.
Lots of rolling wheels and shifting gears around that Jersey Turnpike. Harness, make a lick.
W-I-T-L.
Today's Best Country, 100.7, WITL and Kevin Denny. That's Just Jesse, the name of the song, brand new stuff. I believe it's on Lyric Street Records. Should have an album coming out soon. Next couple of months, lots of new music coming out. Kenny Chesney's new album. I mean, there's tons of albums. Andy Griggs. Man, it is the new year, 2002. I'm Jeff. It's the second shift, taking requests and dedications. Whittle.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. What's been going down?
Oh, not much. Just been busy, busy.
Yeah, you went down to the Super Bowl, didn't you?
No.
I saw you on that show yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the Super Bowl's wildest videos. You got arrested. It was crazy. You.
Oh, yeah, that could have been me.
See, I knew I'd dig it out of you.
Here's what's happening in Michigan.
Because you know there is going to be a video like that eventually. You know. Super Bowl's craziest videos, too. Yeah. Notice the hot dog vendor in the left hand of your screen. He falls down and hot dogs go everywhere. Ooh. It's going to happen, I bet. All right. The West Lansing Church of Christ, they are hosting a seminar coming up this weekend. Very important for parents. It's called Understanding Your Teenager, this Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. You have to pre-register and you're running out of time. Church is located on West St. Joseph Highway in Lansing. If you want some more details, give me a call. I'll tell you about it. 800-968-WITL or 363-2233. Whittle phone zone later. Whittle time capsule coming up. Also, got the weather and music from Tim McGraw, Blackhawk, on the way on the second shift.
Hi, folks. Randy Adams here with Kate Logan of Victory Ford Stock.
I just stepped in a big pile of sassy.
All right, the sassy thing is really getting old. I'm sorry, but I still get a chuckle out of the sassy. It's all right. Whittle hometown weather now for Albion, Fowler, Lansing, and all of mid-Michigan. For tonight, look for some clouds. Could see a flurry or two. Really scattered. You may see something. I don't know. Bigfoot, you might see that first. I'm not sure. Low 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 35. So tomorrow looks very nice. And actually, the rest of the weekend looks pretty good. It's going to warm up. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 38. Friday, cloudy and a high of 40. And I think for Saturday, getting even better. It's 27 right now. It's partly cloudy at WITL with the Whittle 10-Minute Morning Weather Guarantee. Mornings with Banana Don and Stephen McCoy here on Whittle. And new music from Tim McGraw now.
Today's best country, WITL.
As long as there's everyday life, you'll hear about it on today's best country, WITL.
You ready?
Here we go.
Only one station plays all of Lansing's hottest hits.
This is C101.7.
40 minutes of Lansing's hottest hits, nonstop, starts now. This is where you find all of Lansing's hottest hits.
C101.7. Woo!
Only one station plays all of Lansing's hottest hits, nonstop. This is Z101.7. Hi, it's Stacey Scott. Just after 10 o'clock. Coming up in the next few minutes, Nickelback and Evan and Jaren. But right now, here's Janet.
All of Lansing's hottest hits, Z101.7. This is all of Lansing's hottest hits. This is Z101.7. Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man. Lansing's hottest hits, Z101.7.
Z101.7, Lansing's hottest hits nonstop with 9 days.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Z101.7,
101.7 commercial free zone.
Love it. I used to listen to other stations at work. They just play so many commercials.
It makes everything go faster.
Z101.7 is changing the way you listen to radio at work in Lansing. How does more of Lansing's hottest hits sound? How about no commercial interruptions? Z101.7 commercial free zones give you at least 101 minutes of Lansing's hottest hits back to back and commercial free. And often 2, 3, even 4 hours commercial free.
I look up and it's already the afternoon. I love it.
Z101.7 commercial free zones.
On Z101.7.
Z101.7, inside 40 minutes of Lansing's hottest hits nonstop. This is newsy music from Mary J. Blige. It's called No More Drama on Z101.7.
This is Lansing's hottest hits. Is Lansing's hottest hits.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up.
This is definitely Lansing's hottest hits. All of Lansing's hottest hits play here. Z101.7. It's the Z101.7 Coca-Cola Spring Break in South Padre. Be caller 17 now to win. Spring Break. Woo!
Z101.7.
Yeah. Z101.7, Lansing's hottest hits.
Hi, it's Brooke and Beau.
Mayor David Hollister joined us this morning to share some comments from last night's State of the City address.
We have raised over $275,000 for these Hope Scholarships. We had two Hope Scholars there that come from backgrounds that challenge their future, but now they've got a two-year guaranteed community college education because this community's been so generous.
I liked how you said that both of them would be hired to write your speeches from now on.
Tomorrow morning, winter weather returns to Lansing. Are you ready if your kids have another snow day?
Z101.7.
I want you to know.
This Lansing is hottest Z hits music nonstop. Z101.7.
Z101.7, Lansing's hottest hits nonstop. We will see some freezing rain tonight. It's going to mix with snow later on. 1 to 2 inches by morning. So be careful if you're out on the roads. Right now it's 30 with newsy music from Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, waterfalls.
Only one station plays all of Lansing's hottest hits nonstop. This is Z101.7, just after 11 o'clock. Hello there, it's Stacey Scott with Creed and NSYNC coming up in the next 40 minutes. But first off, here's No Doubt with Hey Baby.
All of Lansing's hottest hits, Z101.7.
Ricky Martin, Christina Aguilera, Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. 30-minute music sweep is on the way. Also going to hear from Janet Jackson and the Backstreet Boys, but right now it's The Calling, Wherever You Will Go, on K105.3.
So lately,
the Michigan Center Lions Club will be hosting a Red Cross blood drive February 15th from noon until 6 p.m. Blood drive will be held at the Michigan Center Lions Club house located at 600 5th Street in Michigan Center. For more info, call 783-5928.
Hi, this is JJ from Ultra Bronze.
K105.3.
Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
You are enjoying the miracle of radio.
Janet Jackson, Someone to Call My Lover on the station playing the hits, K105.3. Also the Backstreet Boys, As Long as You Love Me. Jeff McGuire with you on the night show. And you want to keep those ears open. If you hear Sonny Bono, you need to be the fifth caller. We're going to hook you up with a pair of exclusive invites to our fourth anniversary party, Friday, February 22nd, Big Apple, downtown Jackson. We're going to all have all kinds of free goodies to give away, including some really cool stuff from Molson Canadian. And One of our guests is going on a trip for two to Utah, Salt Lake City. All kinds of skiing, airfare, of course, provided by Bisbee Travel. Beautiful suite you're going to be staying in, the courtesy of Homewood Suites. So make sure you're listening up. You're going to want to be at this party. It is going to be a good one, a fourth anniversary party. Can't believe it. 4 years of Jackson's hit music, but in fact, it is true. Just keep listening up for Sonny Bono. 30-minute music sweeps on the way. Lisa Loeb, Nine Stories, gets it started next on K105.3.
3-4-3-4-3-4-1-K-105.3 Jackson weather.
Partly cloudy skies right now. Overnight low drops down around 26 degrees. Some clouds from time to time tomorrow. High around 40. Thursday night, a few more clouds and a low of 26. Partly cloudy on Friday. Highs in the low 40s. It's 32 degrees right now with Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. And stay on the station playing the hits.
30 minutes of Jackson's hit music starts now.
K-105.3 Jackson weather.
Partly cloudy skies right now. Overnight low drops down around 26 degrees. Some clouds from time to time tomorrow. High around 40. Thursday night, a few more clouds and a low of 26. Partly cloudy on Friday. Highs in the low 40s. It's 32 degrees right now with Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. And stay on the station playing the hits.
30 minutes of Jackson's hit music starts now.
K-105.3.
Gonna get to your heart.
30 minutes nonstop. 30 minutes. 20 hour. 30 minutes of Jackson's hit music. K-105.3. Jackson's hit music, serving Jackson, Michigan, and the United States of America. WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Spend all your
time off are not available in all areas. Prices may vary by location. Credit approval required. Other restrictions apply.
You're listening to WJXQ Jackson, Lansing. The Bob and Tom Show.
Keep your radio on.
Q. 106. Lansing's Rock Station.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
It was a family affair. Remember cute little Buffy and Jody? Sissy? Uncle Bill and Mr. French? Well, sure you do. And now, Bob and Tom Incorporated.
And that's a wrap on the mid-Michigan capital of Lansing. If I don't get any new stuff sent in, next month we'll do Bucks North, Tennessee. If you would like to send in some radio stuff to share, send it here. Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-9160. And thank you in advance for all your help. Musings and Mumblings is next on your DX Audio Service.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
Hello, everybody on the DX Audio Service. This is John Sherman from Elmore Heights. I enjoyed listening to Fred Volvey's update on the Sona box. By the way, that is, I think Sona is really the true correct pronunciation. However, on the old 78 records that I've got, they've got marked Sonic, S-O-N-I-C. They may have changed it over to Sona sometime a little bit later.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, using up some cellular minutes here. The 1640 station carrying Radio Disney is indeed the same 1640 station in Wisconsin that was a Christian format. To answer Victor's question, they switched from Christian to Radio Disney. I don't know what the current call is on the station. Also, I'm very much looking forward to Mitch Pomerantz's Market Scope from South Africa. I lived and worked in South Africa for 15 months during the 1980s. In fact, it was on my return from South Africa that I first found out about the DX Audio Service. And I know the South African radio scene has changed a lot. So I am really looking forward to this, and I do hope, Phil, that you'll run this in its entirety.
Hi, this is Mike Lance. Happy New Year, everyone. 1420 and 1000 was just bought by James Crystal Radio Group. and they dropped the music from both stations, and they simulcast with 850 WDJA in Palm Beach for part of the time, and 1400 WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. And the big gripe, there is nothing on radio in the South Florida area on Saturday mornings. It's either paid programming or it's infomercials to tell you all about some kind of medicine to buy. And it's just awful. Radio down here stinks. Congratulations to 1530 WSAI in Cincinnati. They have switched formats yesterday, and they've gone 50s and 60s, and they carry Dusty Rhodes every morning.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Sunday, January 5th, and I have a report here. As of Thursday, January 2nd, WCBM is now 50,000 watts. They dropped down to 20,000 at night. They were getting reports of people hearing them in Cumberland, Maryland, up into Pennsylvania, up near Philadelphia, into New Jersey, almost all of Delaware. Haven't heard anybody calling in from Virginia. I'm wondering if their signal is nulled a little bit, because I don't see that big of an improvement where I am in downtown Silver Spring. And it's going to be very interesting to see if I can still get WCBM at night when WPTF comes in. Those two stations just duke it out. One will come in and then the other will come in. I hope with the improved signal that I'll be able to get WCBM 24/7.
Hello, DXers. This is Tom Jackson, or TJ the DJA from Sycamore, Illinois. And I just wanted to mention a few things here. While listening on the radio dial here, I've noticed that AM 1000, I'm going to ask Ken Honest Chuck this question. AM 1000, have you noticed out here in the DeKalb Sycamore area at night, you can get them now, a real strong signal at night. I wonder if that's intentionally or what. I also would like to ask Ken, what is WBEE in Harvey, Illinois doing nowadays? I grew up with that station when I lived in Chicago. And to Victor Smith, that station you picked up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is now Radio Disney. It's no longer a Christian station. It used to be WKSH in Milwaukee. It still is, but it's now Radio Disney. I forgot to ask Ken Honest Chuck. I heard through the grapevine that WSCR, the score, Radio 670, isn't doing so good in the ratings. Is there any truth to that? Have a great New Year, everyone.
This is Mike Lance. There's been a death in the family of broadcasters. Mike Ranieri, who worked on WIOD from 1975 to the 1990s, died. He also worked at WAXY and WJNA. Mike Ranieri was 60 years old, and he also worked in Cleveland and Jacksonville and in Chicago and in the Carolinas.
Hello, Fred and DX Service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, recording on January the 9th. I have a couple of stations that are carrying American Hockey League teams I'd like to let you know about. WCAP 980 in Lowell carries the Lowell Lock Monsters, and WTAG 580 in Worcester, Mass., they carry the Worcester Ice Cats. WDDZ at 550, Pawtucket Providence, carry the Providence Bruins. And WGIR 610 carry the new Manchester Monarchs, again, of the American Hockey League. If there is anyone that knows of any other stations that carry other American Hockey League teams, please let me know. Ken Honestchuck, if you know of any other stations that carry other teams, that would be very interesting, I am sure. for those of us that are interested in AHL play.
Hey, Fred, and all DX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson, Calumet City, Illinois. And I have some news for you. First of all, Wayne Ryan wanted to know about WHRD on 1470. Well, that's out of Huntington, West Virginia, Wayne. So that's quite a catch from where you are, for sure. And 1640 is in Essex, Wisconsin. It is now Radio Disney. They once were doing religious programming. And also 1200 WLXX, which is licensed to Maywood, Illinois, is now carrying the Viva radio service. I don't know whether that's a local thing or national, but they were on two FM stations at 103.1 out of Morris, Illinois, and out of Highland Park. Well, now they're being simulcast on 1200, and that was as of midnight Monday morning.
This is Rusty Curry in Salem, Oregon. First, thanks to Tim Handel for the tip on the Tivoli radio. Now, you'd think that an analog radio without shortwave would really shine in its specialties. Next, concerning overcrowding on the AM band, it would be interesting if some of the stations would go down to long wave and broadcast in narrow FM to get around the long wave static problem. Stations that have to go to flea power at night would be helped especially. They'd have great range day and night, and stations that stay upstairs would be winners because the band would be cleaner. I don't have the radio engineering knowledge to see the holes in the idea, so I'd be interested in input from Fred or others who do, but I do know that some radios can receive FM on long wave.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I'm very happy that Linda Bowker came through her operation all right. I didn't know that there was any problem before that, but I'm glad that she came out all right. Sorry to hear about the stadium being knocked down in Cincinnati. I practically lived there in that stadium when I was living in that area all those years. And WSAI, many of you may know by now, because it's a 50,000-watt station, changed formats a couple of weeks ago. They went to the old rock format again. This is the third time around for them, as opposed to Music of Your Life. And on a rather humorous note, I called WRW on the Watts line one day in the last week, and I asked, did Cincinnati have a Music of Your Life station? They said, no, but if you want to start one, lots of luck. So I kind of laughed about that. I've been hearing some country music coming up on 1120 at night under KMOX. I think the station might be in Oil City, Pennsylvania. It is very good. And reception's really been good despite this awful cold weather we've been having the last few days, because I'm getting a lot of stations in the daytime you have to wait till nighttime for. The most notable one, I think, was one in Michigan on 1110 last Monday. They came in. It's about a 10,000-watt station, and they were giving weather for Alpena and Sault Ste. Marie, and so on and so forth.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to say, something on your mind, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. Now let's turn our attention to IBOC. Just over 30 days ago, I had the honor of starting a two-week vacation visiting family out of town, but I also had the dishonor of doing some listening to radio in northwestern Ohio. It wasn't the station's format that was the problem. It was what was on one station, that is, IBOC. It so happened that my travel plans took me south right through a serious ice storm. I did what everyone in West Central Ohio does when you want to know what the weather is doing. I tuned to 1190 WOWO out of Fort Wayne. Unfortunately, I had to listen to the weather reports through a terrible hiss from 1200 WCHB in suburban Detroit. Now, I'm pretty tolerant of noise. However, my dear wife was clearly annoyed by the racket, so I had to turn off the car radio and just wing it in the storm. Thanks, WCHB. On the way back up later in the week, I thought I would take my radios and Sony Minidisc and give you a taste of what IBOC does. First of all, I used several radios for the tests. A stock GE Super Radio 3, a Sony ICF 2010, a Radio Shack 12-604, and my in-dash Delco car radio that came standard in the 2001 Buick Century. There was no difference on any of the radios They all worked well when Eibach was not present, and when Eibach was on a station, the adjacent channels were trashed. Now, this is exactly the same as when I was traveling to North Dakota and trying to listen to WGN in Chicago on 720 when WOR on 710 was testing Eibach. But that was when I was in LaPorte, Indiana, driving toward Chicago in the afternoon. So much for propagation. The recordings that you are about to hear were made at sunrise and sunset, as WCHB only operates their Eibach during daytime hours, Detroit time. However, I suspect that the first night that they were on well past daytime hours, as I recall that post-sunset hours started about 5 p.m. local time in December. Let's establish a signal level. Here's how WOWO 1190 sounds in Lambertville, Michigan, just over the border from Toledo, while WOWO is on night pattern, lower power, and WCHB has the Eibach turned off.
The great thing about it is we've always tried to get him to take a vitamin of some kind, and when Dr. Smith came out with Focus Factor, it's the only one that he'll say, I want to take my Vitis.
So he likes the taste.
He likes the taste, so that's a significant advantage over most of the products that are out there.
Now let's use the stock ICF 2010 and see if we can get WOWO during the day. I'm using this radio as I would to listen for my entertainment. The radio is positioned so that the back faces WOWO and the front faces WCHB. Now let's tune the radio to 1200. This is WCHB on 1200. Let's punch up 1210. That's probably Philadelphia in the background, as when I grew up in Toledo, I could always get Philly real good. Let's see if narrowband helps on the 2010. Nope, afraid not. Let's go back to 1200 just to establish a signal.
The new WCHB AM 1200, the People Station.
And now down to 1190, where we should hear just a trace of spotter from WCHB due to their sidebands, but WOWO should be clear. Now back to 1200. Just that little bit of man's voice in the background of the hiss was WOWO on their 50 kilowatt daytime signal. By playing with the position of the radio, I was able to take down the level of interference from WCHB, and we could hear WOWO doing a basketball game.
We have time on the floor with 3:13 on the clock. This is time on the floor with 24. We're back in a minute. This is Indiana University basketball from Blair Field Court.
A little bit better, but WOWO should clearly be in the clear. Now let's hear what happens at sunset. We're still tuned to 1190 WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You can hear the Eibach interference. Listen to what happens when WCHB goes to night facilities and dumps the Eibach.
Over for Michael McNeely over at Assembly Hall. Obviously, fiscal challenges ahead, but one I know that you're kind of stepped in and given the Assembly Hall.
Simply amazing that this technology that is supposed to save AM radio, although saving AM radio is a content issue and not a technology issue, I think those recordings speak for themselves. Let's hope that citizens complain, Congress listens, and the FCC reacts and puts Eibach out of business on the AM ban. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Fred Vobey.
This is Gary Thorburn with a product review. Someone asked in a muse about the Tivoli PAL radio. I'd like to share my observations about this little radio with the DXAS listenership. Tivoli Audio calls this the PAL, which stands for Portable Audio Laboratory. It is a portable AM-FM radio, which sells for $129.99 directly from the Tivoli Audio website or at the same price from several other sources. The PAL was designed by the late Henry Close, who was a pioneer in the high-fidelity audio world. Close was the inventor of the acoustic suspension loudspeaker design. He was the K in the KLH Hi-Fi company. Tivoli has developed and marketed some recent Close designs. Simple, elegant, and small high-fidelity radios in the tradition of the legendary KLH Model 8 FM radio of the early 60s. The target market for the PAL is someone looking for quality portable sound in a package with a striking, clean, minimalist design. Its simple analog knobs are really refreshing to those weary of negotiating tiny buttons and digital displays. Let's take a look at this more closely. The PAL is a plastic box, 6 inches high and about 3.5 inches wide and deep. The front has a vernier knob providing geared down tuning, a volume control, and an AM-FM off switch. A single green LED indicates power on, battery condition, and charging state. The front-facing speaker has a cone diameter just under 3 inches. A swiveling telescopic whip antenna for FM is attached to the rear, and when not in use, it neatly folds down into a recess on the back. The back provides access to the rechargeable battery pack, which is a shrink-wrapped cluster of 6 AA-sized nickel hydride cells. Jacks for the charger and the headphones are on the rear. There's also an input jack, enabling the unit to serve as an amplified speaker. The headphone jack supplies FM in stereo. The cabinet has a low-gloss rubberized finish, and on each side are finger grip indentations, making it easy to carry the PAL around. It's available in several bright color combinations. I find this to be a refreshing change from the black and silver regime which has plagued consumer electronics for so long. I removed the 4 screws from the rear of the unit and opened it up. Inside are 2 small circuit cards. One holds a shielded tuner front end unit with a typical plastic ice cube variable capacitor, the tuner circuitry, and a 2-inch long ferrite rod antenna. I suspect the vernier unit achieves its stiff tuning feel by some viscous lubrication on the gears, but I could not open it up to find out. The second circuit card holds the volume control, switch, jacks, audio amp, and charging circuitry. The speaker is a small, high-compliance unit with a sizable shielded magnet. The PAL's compliant speaker, combined with its nearly shielded box, results in a crude acoustic suspension design. Acoustic suspension is a design which achieves quality bass by using a high-compliant speaker in a sealed, rigid box. This ensures that only sound coming from the front of the speaker cone gets to the listener. I say the PAL is a crude acoustic suspension design because the box is not fully sealed and its walls are not rigid enough to block vibration. I suspect that there is also some equalization in the amplifier, giving the lower frequencies an added boost. The result is still a remarkably good sounding radio for such a small box. But it's not perfect. The treble frequencies are somewhat reduced if you're not sitting on access to the speaker. And I think the low mid-range frequencies are boosted a bit too much, giving human voices what the audio critics sometimes call chestiness. Unfortunately, the PAL has no tone controls to modify this, but the overall effect is far better sound than any other radio of its size that I've heard. The headphone output is tapped from the PAL circuitry ahead of the final mono amplifier that drives the speaker. The stereo FM sound through the headphone jack is simply stunning. Listening to the PAL with quality headphones provides a sound far and away better than I have heard from any walkabout FM radio. But a problem arises if the volume is cranked up above a moderate level. At a certain point, a crackling distortion occurs. The level at which this occurs is dependent on the headphones being used. My Grado headphones have a lower impedance than my Sony Studio headphones. The PAL apparently has trouble driving the lower impedance Grado, but I can get adequate volume before distortion through the Sonys. Now what about its station getting performance? Well, the FM section is just fine. From my location 25 miles west of Boston, I have no trouble hearing WFCR in Amherst, 80 miles to the west, nor any trouble separating several low to moderate power stations squeezed into the lower part of the band in my area. The calibration of the simple markings on the analog tuning dial is okay, but the vernier tuning mechanism is slightly disappointing. It has a stiff feeling, and at certain points on the dial, there is a bit of lash or play. Perhaps this problem is just in my unit, but I think they should have used a better vernier device on the PAL. The AM performance is disappointing. That dinky 2-inch ferrite rod is doubtless the problem. The AM sound is nice, and the sensitivity is even across the whole band. Also, the selectivity is quite good. I have no problem separating adjacent signals such as WTIC Hartford on 1080 and CBC1 Moncton, New Brunswick on 1070. The challenge is getting enough signal to hear those stations adequately. The PAL is clearly not intended as a DX machine. Still, from my Boston area location, I expect to be able to listen to CBC One Moncton on any decent radio on evenings that the ionosphere permits. So the PAL doesn't quite pass my CBC test, but it does come alive when placed near a passive-tuned loop antenna. With an external loop, the PAL passed my CBC test just fine. Commercial models, such as the Select antenna or the Turk AM Advantage, should work well. In fact, the Turk AM antenna is recommended by Tivoli on their website. Finally, let's briefly compare the Tivoli PAL to the GE Super Radio 3. They are clearly targeted at different markets, but they have enough similarities to make a comparison worthwhile. Both are no-frills analog portables claiming superior performance. Serious analog portables are rather rare these days. First, the basic features. The Super Radio offers several controls the PAL omits: an AM bandwidth switch, tone controls, and a switch to defeat FM AFC. The Super Radio also has a separate woofer and tweeter, while the PAL has a single full-range speaker. The PAL provides a stereo FM output with exceptional sound and an input jack enabling it to be used as an amplified speaker. There is no input jack to the Super Radio, and while it has a headphone jack, it delivers a monaural signal. In the area of AM performance, there is really no comparison. The Super Radio 3 wins this one hands down. When it comes to FM performance, the signal-getting capabilities of the two radios are quite similar, but the ability to switch off the AFC on the Super Radio might give it an edge for weak or crowded signals. But when it comes to overall sound quality, the PAL wins, in my opinion. The shape and size of the two units are very different. The small size of the PAL, and in particular its tiny footprint and lightweight, make it easy to tote from room to room or pack in a suitcase. The Super Radio, outfitted with 6 alkaline D cells, is by comparison heavy and cumbersome. Finally, the price of the two radios must be mentioned. The Super Radio 3 is typically available at less than half the price of the PAL. In conclusion, I think I'll keep them both. Hey, what's one more radio? I hope you've enjoyed this overview of the unusual Tivoli PAL radio. If you have any comments about the PAL, I'd love to hear them. Drop me an email at gwt@thorburn.org. That's T-H-O-R-B-U-R-N.
And that's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Due to our computer problems, we're mailing this tape on the 3rd of February, 2003. We apologize for the late delivery. We hope that you understand, and we'll be back in 30 days with more DX stuff, hopefully on time, right here on the DX Audio Service. 73 Good DX, and get out and support Radio